Okay, we're talking about Isaac. Isaac is the son of Abraham and Sarah. He's technically Isaac, Abraham's second son. His older half-brother Ishmael is, around. He's 13-ish years older, but Isaac is the son of the promise. Okay, he's the one who's going to have the birthright. He's going to be in the bloodline. And unbeknownst to poor Isaac, he's going to be sacrificed. He's going to potentially be sacrificed. God knows that Abraham has wanted a child his whole life. So he gives him, when he gives him the child, he knows that Abraham might love Isaac more than he loves God. And don't we all do that, right? Okay, sorry, I'm not trying to get into that. So Abraham is told, sacrifice Isaac. Now, child sacrifice was not uncommon. So Abraham probably thought, oh my gosh, this is for real. God is really making me do this. Like, it's not outlandish because my neighbors do this. So he's like, I'm gonna have to sacrifice my kid. So he immediately he does it. He doesn't doubt God like he did before. They pack up and they travel 3 days and they, got the wood of the back wood of the cro wood of the burnt offering altar situation. I guess they have to have a lot of wood to make a fire to burn the animal. It's all on Isaac's back. And Isaac is like, hey, dad, where's the lamb? What are we gonna sacrifice? And Abraham's like, yeah, I'm not telling you. No, he says God himself will provide, which is crazy because God provides himself later. Anyway, so they get up to the top of the mountain, and Isaac, is tied up, lying on the altar. Like, he knows he's gonna die. He still doesn't run away. Abraham is going to kill him. Like, he is going to do the thing that God asked him to do at the intense cost of his only son. By the way, this is his only son who's going to have his inheritance, who's gonna have his people, he's gonna have the descendants, the stars in the sky. All of this is at risk right now. Everything that God promised him, it's like God is gonna take it back away. What? But he's gonna do it. And at the very last second, an angel stops him and says, good. I know you were going to. Now don't kill him. This was a test, and you have passed because of your obedience. Now you're going to get the worldwide blessing. So, Isaac, of course, probably is like, what the heck just happened? But Isaac grows up and marries a woman named Rebecca, and they also are barren for a long time. But after they are barren, they have twins, Esau and Jacob. Now, Isaac points forward, obviously, to Jesus, as we mentioned, but I want to run you through a couple of more specifics. It was a 3-day walk out up to Mount Moriah for Isaac. It was 3 days in the tomb for Jesus. They both carried the wood of the sacrifice on their back. They both are beloved sons, only sons of their father. They both willingly went up the mountain. It was the same mountain, or at least very, very close. Mount Moriah and Mount Moriah was built, Jerusalem was built on Mount Moriah. So Jesus was killed outside of Jerusalem. But still, very close, same mountain. And then instead of sacrificing Isaac, Abraham found a ram, which is a male lamb, in a thicket of thorns, and it was caught by the head by the thicket of thorns. And so he grabbed that thing and he killed that in Isaac's place. So to be clear, a ram with his head caught in thorns replaced Isaac. Jesus is the Lamb of God, crowned in thorns, who replaces us. We should be killed for our sins, but he took it on himself. See all these cool prefigurements? I love it.